You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, we had Mayor Quentin Lucas on the show talking about a four-pillar plan that he was releasing to the city. We've got a name for it now, Brian. It's the Reform Project KC. Chief Rick Smith was there. Jean Peters Baker, Jackson County's prosecutor, was there. And they talked about trying to bring down the murders in the city, which is now at 146. This is the highest number in recent years. 151 was the number in 2017. So statistically speaking, we're probably going to surpass that unless something drastic happens.
Love the fact that Mayor Lucas is being proactive in trying to tackle this issue. But it takes more than Mayor Lucas. It takes more than Chief Rick Smith. It takes us as a community. It takes a village to really change this narrative that we got and change the statistics.
Some community activists thought that this was a photo op, is what some folks said about the unveiling of the new plan. Another community activist said that they've heard plans like this in the past. Mayor Quentin Lucas says that this one is different because he's asking for the community to also be a part of this, where the other ones kind of left out the community piece.
Right.
Of course, we're going to have him on the show on Monday to talk a little bit more about this plan. There's an infographic that kind of breaks down where each of the thrusts lie: prevention, intervention, enforcement and community, and administrative reform. They say that their first priorities are improving the clearance rate for homicides and non-fatal shootings, improvement of citizen satisfaction surveys on how safe people feel, increase of identification of people in need of services, decrease in recidivism rates for violent and nonviolent offenders. That means folk going back to jail. Increase the number of witnesses willing to collaborate with law enforcement. And finally, to make measurable progress in the next year.
Mm. Yeah, I think the cooperating, witnesses cooperating, I think that is of the utmost importance. Because like you say all the time, folks know what's going on. Some people talk, some people don't.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Sunny and cooler. Right now, you are clearing 49 in Raytown. Shay, what's poppin'?
Child, everybody was talking about the presidential debate on yesterday, including some of your favorite celebrities. NeNe Leakes says that she would like to coach Joe Biden on how to, quote, read Trump for the next debate.
Damn, damn, damn. What if NeNe was the moderator?
Oh, child. They would be all the way together, in other words.
Together.
Yeah, she can really teach him a thing or two, you know, if that's... But I don't want my president's reading. I want my president's being...
To be president.
Yeah, to be even-keeled and
right.
Thoughtful.
Yes, instead of this.
I'm going to cuss you out, Brian.
Anyway, NeNe Leakes is denied that she allowed French Montana to rub all up on her body, like one of Wendy Williams' friends said online.
Oh, you talking about the crazy lady.
Okay, NeNe, we're going to stop with these lies. We're going to stop with these games. Why don't you start telling the truth? First of all, you snuck your way back into Wendy's life. You tricked me. Y'all asked me to have a sit down, ask her to come to dinner, which I did. You're thirsty on the plane the next day. She was like, damn. She wasn't even gonna go. I was like, you know, she jumped on a flight. She jumped on a flight, thirsty. So she comes to the dinner. Why? So you could be mean and evil and try to come back in her life and use her and lie on her? But why don't you talk about the part where when we was in a truck, you was letting French touch all on your. That's right. You all up under French Montana. Atlanta, a whole married woman, Nene. So what I'm gonna tell you is this: you better fall all the way back, keep everybody's name at your mouth, because if you keep coming for people, guess what's gonna happen? It's gonna be more stuff aired out, more receipts shown, and I don't think you want that smoke, boo.
There's an extended clip too.
So I
found— it's been hard to live with, man.
I found out more information about this lady. I went and got my nails done yesterday, and so you know how we talk in the salon. They were saying that this is a friend, and she's on the Growing Up Hip Hop franchise. And that she's known for cussing people out, this lady. Anyway, Nene took to her Instagram and said, quote, "Looking for this damn cat that French Montana done snatched. Got to dig a little deeper, child."
Dig too deep.
So she's saying, no, that didn't happen. Congratulations to Usher and his girlfriend Jen. They welcomed a baby named Sovereign Bo Raymond into the world.
Another one.
Yes, so beautiful.
Is that like four for him, for Usher? Three or four?
This is the third baby. He's got two sons, 11-year-old Naveed and Usher the fifth, and they call him Cinco.
Congratulations, Usher. Still getting it in the pandemic and despite your rumors.
Mariah Carey, in her new book, The Meaning of Mariah Carey, she must pay somebody to put this stuff in the trade every day about this same one book. But anyway, she's talking about the first time she did the nasty with Derek Jeter.
She did what?
The nasty. You don't know what the nasty is?
Can we get an excerpt?
Let me see.
I know you got it in you. You can say it.
Everything was so new and sweet, down to the smooth texture of his honey-dipped skin. It was how it was supposed to feel. DJ was a love in my life, not of my life. So it wasn't that good.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Well, I'm walking around my neighborhood. I got cars following me like that gangster. I'm original gangster, but I'm a retired gangster. But I'm tired about this politics. They arguing like they kids. You know what I'm saying? They grown-ups. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of that. And I'm tired of this. They saying they don't do this. They don't do that.
What you doing up so early?
I got Sleep Avenue.
What you say?
I sleep all day. Sleep, wake up, go
you
sleep.
You got what now? Sleep asthma?
I mean, yeah, I sleep, wake up.
What you say?
Go to sleep, wake up. I'm talking about outside. I'm just working two jobs. But I can't work, I can't get smell. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to find something to do. Volunteer. They got presents. I'm trying to work. What's the rest of the volunteer down there?
What you say?
The coronavirus going on. Shutting everything down. I'm tired of wearing these masks. As I'm trying to keep you be safe, but they taking too far to me.
What you say?
You young enough to get the flu.
What you say?
You kid, you young enough to grow up.
What's your name?
Go to hospital, Jeffrey.
Words of wisdom from Jeffrey.
Yeah, wisdom from God. He give me the spirit. Yeah. The come out of my mouth.
Amen. Amen and amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
God's good.
Yes, he is.
Your blessing is waking up another day.
Yes,
see, the world is asking when you do what you're supposed to do.
You know what I'm talking about?
What you say?
I said, you ain't $375 for rent. I'm getting $425 next month. How many $425 next month? I get $375 this month. I'm playing that money. Ain't no more. I learned it for myself.
He going to provide for you. That's how you going to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you say?
How come I understand?
Appreciate you, Jeffrey. Have a good one, dog.
You too.
Oba shata. Sheta bamsikotabo. Bleba. Ha 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 ha.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Mad sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one
I get paper and a bread, that's a fact, lunch.
Hey Alexa, play Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
What up, Max Sauce? Good morning, 652 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s, mostly sunny and cooler. Right now, you are clearing 50 in Lee Summit.
Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom signed legislation on yesterday that will create a task force to study the issue of reparations for those harmed by slavery and racial discrimination, making the state the first to officially consider the issue. Under the bill, a 9-member task force will document the effects of slavery, both historically and currently, and recommend remedies, including the possibility of reparations.
I love that idea. But my question is, how does this go beyond California?
Well, I think this is a good start.
It is. Yeah, it is.
A state as large as California to consider making right a wrong that has never truly been mended.
Right. But my thing is, some red states like Kansas and Missouri, you know, Alabama, Mississippi, will those states join in? And that's a big question I have, because I'm not sure if everybody's on board for that.
Maybe not, but everyone wasn't on board for the Voting Rights Act of 1965, and 9 states decided not to take part in it. But after a while, they had to bust down. That's with anything.
Facts.
You know, so
you think it's realistic?
Yes, everybody's received their money that has been wronged except black people. The Japanese received reparations. Native Americans received reparations. I don't even know if it's enough, but
it's not.
They received reparations. We've never.
The Jewish folks got reparations, or
those who were affected by the Nazi Germany. I don't know if it came from us. I'm not 100% sure about that, but you know, people have received their money.
I love this idea, though. I really do.
You know what would help me? They ain't even really got to scratch me out a check.
You just need your 40 acres and a mule?
Mm-mm. If they take care of this student loan, you'll never hear from me again.
Bruh,
I'll never
real.
Say nothing else again.
Seriously, though.
Just go ahead and wipe that out. I promise you I'll be quiet.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I saw this meme on socials about a week ago, and it really intrigued me, Brian. It reads, which is the hardest for you to say? 1, I love you. 2, I'm sorry I was wrong. Or 3, can you help me?
Can you help me?
That's definitely my hardest too.
Yeah. Because if I love you, I'm going to show you love all day and night. I'm going to give you your flowers while you can still smell them. What was the second one again?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can apologize. When I'm wrong, I apologize, definitely. Why you making that face? Why you got your lips scrunched up?
After a couple days.
I did it. But the help one, though, like, that's definitely my issue. I don't like, you know, bothering people as it is, and I would consider that a bother. And I feel like I can do stuff on my own. Whether that's right or wrong, I don't know. That's just how I feel.
It's hard for me to ask for help, not because I think I'm bothering people. It's just that I like to handle things on my own if I can.
Same.
And if I do come and ask somebody, it's really the last resort.
Mm-hmm. We here. We're thinking the same on this one.
In your life, in your relationships, it doesn't even have to be romantic. This is true for mothers and daughters, fathers and sons, siblings, love relationships. Which is hardest for you to say? I love you. I'm sorry. Or please help me.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny and cooler. Right now, you are clear 49 in KCK. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends. Heather Hunter, retired adult film star, is out here 51.
Buck naked.
member of Peaches and Herb. Herb Fame. That's this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Peaches and Herb.
I didn't know that.
Along with the other one, Reunited.
That's their song?
Yeah.
78 years old.
Hey.
Actress Journey Smollett Bell. I just was watching her last night on Lovecraft Country on HBO. She's 34. And Howard Hewitt. He brought the light-skinned brothers back.
Hey.
Get that smooth curly hair.
It comes naturally. How old is he?
65 years old.
Happy birthday to all my Libras born on October 1st.
Kylie Jenner is using her considerable influence to get people out to vote. She made a post about voting on her IG. Of course, she has over 200 million followers. She asked them to register to vote, and the website saw a 1,500% boost in traffic from Instagram.
Gotta love that. Instead of selling, you know, waist trainers and fake tea detox, that's what I like to see.
Hey, for ladies with a fupa, this waist trainer is important. I'm going to ask you to walk back that. The site also got an 80% increase in total users of its registration tool over the previous day, meaning about 48,000 users registered to vote because of her post.
See, that internet influence, Shay, it is serious.
It really is.
Some people don't take it seriously, but the amount of power that some of these celebrities have, like Kylie Jenner and Kim Kardashian, is real.
Jay-Z and Roc Nation have hired the first ever black executive producer for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Jay-Z making stuff happen.
Jesse Collins is his name. He's going to be at the helm of the Super Bowl halftime show, which is scheduled to take place on February 7th. Jay-Z said during a statement, quote, I was trying to see if I could get a Jay-Z, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think I have it in me.
All the Jay-Z impersonators sound corny as hell. No. Dude, come on.
That was Jadakiss. Hold up. Jesse?
No, I don't
have it. I'll just read it. Yeah. Jesse Collins is innovative, creative, and one of the only executive producers that speaks fluent artist vision. He's a true artist. Jesse's insight and understanding create both extraordinary shows and true cultural moments. After working with Jesse for so many years, I look forward to all there is to come.
Yeah, man. Listen, I got respect for Lady Gaga and Katy Perry and who's the young lady? J-Lo. What was the other young lady that was with Jay? Shakira. I got respect for all them. They've done big numbers. They do big numbers. But can we please have something that we like?
Who is we? I liked all those ladies.
Oh yeah? Oh,
I did.
Really? So yes. you got Katy Perry playing in the ride right now?
Not in the ride.
Uh-huh. That's would how I you be know you shopping? Really like somebody.
Would I be in the Price Chopper and they got it playing like,
I kissed a girl and I like it.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Which is the hardest for you to say, Brian? I love you. I'm sorry, or can you help me?
Being in a place of vulnerability really makes me uncomfortable, so definitely the help. That's the hardest for me.
I would agree. When I'm wrong, I don't have a problem saying, listen, I was wrong. And then I try to go a step further. How can I make this well with you?
Yeah, you do. We've had disagreements, and we both apologize to each other, and we always try to find a better way to communicate.
Let's go to line 3. Which is hardest for you to say? I love you, I'm sorry, or can you help me?
I'm a recovering crackhead and alcoholic. So I moved back home to the Kansas City area
and change for the better. You know, I've got family up here. You know, I came up here and, you know, I need help. It's really, like, really, really, really hard, especially when you're dealing with somebody that you know for a fact loves you beyond measure. And, you know, they want you to see you doing better and everything like that. And, you know, being in a position where I've been in and being a recovering addict and an alcoholic, you know, it's, you know, I got to ask for help every day.
Can you tell us when you made the decision that you had to ask somebody for help so that you could overcome the issues with substances?
Absolutely, absolutely. The day I never forget it was November 13th last year. I had made my mother's house look like it had been broken into. And I was walking down the street with my 7-year-old son's iPad that they had just purchased to pawn it to the crack man for crack. And I knew I was dead ass wrong for that. You know, I had so much guilt and shame over that one piece of dope. And I just wanted to die. I didn't want to live anymore. I was worthless. It wasn't nothing left. And I knew something had to change before I was dead. And, you know, now my kids got a dad back. You know, I've gotten the trust of my family back. I've got my self-respect back. My family, my support system is off the charts crazy. And, you know, it's just one day at a time. It really is. And I encourage anybody that's listening out that needs help, man, you know, y'all can put my number out on the air. It's 904-254-4807. You need help, call me, man. My name is Caleb, 904-254-4807.
Well, Caleb, man, you know, this affects Shay and I personally because we've both closely dealt with this in our personal families. And hopefully your words have reached somebody today to help them change, or to perhaps help a family member just change, you know, someone that's close to them.
Ask for help.
Yeah.
Ask for help.
For sure.
We appreciate your story and your courage in coming out and sharing this, because everybody don't do that. So we thank you for that, dog. Have a good one.
All right, you too, man. Have a blessed day.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
To be honest with you, I thought that this hot trending topic would be much lighter than it's become.
That let me say something. That last break, that was one of the hardest breaks that I've ever had to go through. Really. Cause that story hit me. It really did hit me personally.
Which is the hardest for you to say? I love you. I'm sorry. Can you help me?
It's hard for me to tell somebody I love them, man. Especially a female. You know, last time I told a female that I loved her, oh man, she got crazy on me, man. And then when I ended the relationship, oh my God, credit card, my car, my clothes, everything. Scratched up, burnt up, and runned up. So
I know we all have some sort of PTSD from a relationship sometimes that can linger, but you got to work your way through that. And we all got stuff that we got to work through, but you might miss a blessing thinking about what somebody did to you in the past as opposed to what somebody could do for you and with you in the future.
Hey, man, these girls ain't out here playing. You tell them that you love them and you really don't, there's a problem.
Well, yeah, it would be a problem if you really don't. You should only tell somebody if you really mean it.
I'm not going to use those words until I really mean them.
That's right.
So my thing about it is, Shay, I'm not going to play with those words. So that's my biggest fear, is telling somebody I love them when I really don't.
Thank you for calling up this morning, dog. Have a good one.
Right on, man. Right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Police are still looking for tips in the murder of 1-year-old Tyrone Peyton Bryan. Number 816-474-TIPS. I want to salute Tony Caldwell with the Justice and Dignity Center. He added an additional $10,000 to the reward. So now it's $35,000 available for information in this young man's death. 816-474-TIPS. We've been talking about a meme that I saw on socials last week. It reads, which is harder for you to say? I apologize. I love you. I need help.
I need help is definitely the most difficult for me. I think the easiest for me, though, is probably apologizing.
I've been seeing some folks online talking about this. And I believe we've got a lady holding on as well. Which is harder for you to say? I apologize, I love you, or I need help?
It's hard for me to say help, especially in the situation I'm in with domestic violence, because I don't want nobody judging, you know? So that's my biggest problem, asking for help or crying out for help.
Well, there's definitely organizations that are out there that can help you. They're judgment-free. They have plans in place to be able to help you to get out. Sometimes it's hard sharing what you're going through with people that actually know you.
Yeah.
So what I would suggest is that you reach out to one of the organizations in Kansas City, and hopefully they'll be able to help you with a plan to get out. Because your worth, your value, your life is important. And if you've got children, it's even more important for them to be in a space that's peaceful, a space where they're able to not be afraid. I remember growing up as a child and there was domestic violence in my home and it would wake me up out my sleep. And I would have this pit in my stomach feeling all day while I was in school. And now I have a weak stomach because of that. Anything that jars me makes my stomach hurt. So I would suggest calling this number, 816-HOTLINE. 816-HOTLINE, H-O-T-L-I-N-E, and that's 468-5463. They answer the phone 24 hours a day, and they'll be able to help you moving forward.
Thank you, Shay.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Have a good day.
You as well.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny and cooler right now. You are sunny and 48 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Chrissy Teigen took to her Instagram to share some very sad news, Brian. Following days of complications, she lost her baby that she was pregnant with. She released this statement to our Jack. I'm so sorry that the first few moments of your life were met with so many complications that we couldn't give you the home you needed to survive. We will always love you. Oh, just so sad.
That's awful, man. Prayers to her and John Legend. And that's something that us men, we don't think about with women, is the difficulties, many difficulties of giving birth to your seed. And I know there was an argument the other day on socials about whether to give women push presents after they give birth. And I'm definitely 100% for that all day. Y'all go through a lot with that.
This is true. One of Megan Thee Stallion's friends named Jaylee has accused the rapper's former best friend, Kelsey Nicole. That was the woman that was in the vehicle when the shooting happened. This friend says that she got paid off to keep silent about Tory Lanez shooting Megan.
It's getting uglier by the day.
Megan and Kelsey have unfollowed each other on socials and appear to not be on good terms. Jaylee said on her Instagram story that Kelsey herself told her that Tory pulled out a gun after a petty argument and he did, in fact, shoot Megan. Meanwhile, Tory Lanez took to his Instagram story to get a few things off his chest. He wrote, quote, I've never seen verified publications come together with biased opinions for a smear campaign on an artist. However, I still have love for each and every one of you who continue to choose money over truth. My heart and character doesn't change because yours does. Amber Rose joined OnlyFans. Did you see the picture of herself? She had on some pink lingerie. It didn't look like she had no panties on either.
Be sexy.
She probably didn't. I mean, get it while you can. OnlyFans is popping. That's where a lot of people are going for.
Who do you subscribe to?
I don't subscribe to nobody.
I said it real fast to try to trip you up so you could just say, oh, I subscribe to.
No, I don't. I don't subscribe to nobody. I subscribe to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what I subscribe to. His OnlyFans.
Yes, that's wonderful, Brian.
Yes. Amber Rose, you know, she could get $4 out of me, though.
Monthly? Because it's monthly, isn't it?
$4, you know, monthly. Yeah, $4. I'll give, you know, a little Sebastian, you know, some Transformer toys or something.
Ow.
Lord. Terrible person.
Ain't that her son's name, Sebastian?
Yes, it is.
The one with Wiz.
I'm sure Wiz Khalifa is providing for his son without your $4.
Well, why she on OnlyFans then?
Because she needs some money for herself. You know how hard it is to keep that hair blonde and short like that? You have to pay for that.
That's a crew cut. All you gotta do is...
She can't do it herself?
Yes, you can. What?
All and it need, look right?
All you need is the one guard. You put it on the clipper.
Can't stand you.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Janika.
All right, Janika. It's your time to shine.
Listen to love. Your heart is pounding with desire. Waiting to be unleashed.
You're breaking my heart.
Ooh.
Breaking my heart. It's even another.
Oh. Hell no.
Yeah.
Focus on one.
You're breaking my heart.
Yeah.
Girl, you're breaking my heart.
Pretty brown eyes.
It reminds me of my favorite candy.
What's that?
It started out sweet and then it went sour. No, I'm kidding. You sounded good, girl.
She meant that. But you just got registered for a chance to get $1,000.
I sound kind of sweet.
You did. You sounded sweet. You did.
Sweet don't always equal good. All right.
Ignorant.
Shout out to Max Motors for getting you registered for $1,000. Tell the town what station is live, local, and lit.
Power up three jams.
Ooh, you the mayor, man.
I want to break it down.
Listen now through October 8th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in stimulus cash from Hot 103 Jams.
Give me my money.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.